Today, we would like to look at a special story, a story we can find in 2 Kings chapter 4, the Shunammite. The Shunammite, a heart to God's desire. A heart pleasing God draws the blessing from God. Strengthen us. And in the beginning, I want to remember this message, how we can look at the words of God. When we read a story from the Old Testament, Book of Kings, the New Testament, the Bible, is helping us how to look at this. So in the 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, is saying, every word is from the Holy Spirit, Pneumatos, giving to us, and it's useful to help us, to lead us, so that we can stand justified before God. Every word, also this word from the Old Testament, is from the Holy Spirit to teach us. Another side we can have to the Word of God is the side of faith. This story will bring us the faith closer to us. So the story from the Shunammite is a wonderful example how a woman decided to live in faith. Hebrews chapter 11. We can read, women through their faith could resurrect death. So it's a valuable faith, the sight for faith that we can be strengthened and grow. Another sight we can have is like an image for what will come. And we can read it in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 or also Colossians 2 verses 17, Hebrews 10 verse 1. It is like a shadow of things or an image of things happened in Christ or centuries ago, years ago. It's like an image for what will come, for realities will come, but it helps us as a church what will come. Another side is a revelation of inwardly motives, attitudes, and we can read it in Judges 3, verse 4, it is written, the Lord is testing our hearts so that we can recognize what is happening in us. Also in the New Testament, we can read this, that God reveals inwardly attitudes. Hebrews chapter 4. A last side is the side towards Jesus. Also this story wants to bring us closer to Jesus Christ, our Lord. In John chapter 5, it is written, Jesus said, you are searching to the Scripture and their witness to me. So Jesus, he did not have New Testament, he had the Torah. And he said, you are looking at the stories to bring eternal life. So also these stories can show us how we can recognize Jesus. So the story of the Shunammite, I would put into three parts, and with every aspect we want to go look at some facets, some other parts, and how the Word of God is speaking to us. So I hope so inwardly you are ready and motivated to hear the Word of God. And it will have the power to change your life. So let us start with the story of the Shunammite. This woman in the 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 8. Elisa has been on the move. And at this time then, as a prophet, he went from one place to the other. So he came to Shunem. And there it was a well-to-do woman, a wealthy woman. And she recognized that this man has been a voyager. So she invited him to eat with them. And the word of God said, they urged him to eat with her and her relatives. And in verses 8 and 10, we read, "This is a man of God, a holy man of God." And she talked to her husband, who's been a little bit older. They said, "Let us make a small room for this Elisa on the roof. Let's put some a bed in it, a table, a chair, and a menorah. This is a lamp." So they did it. But every time Elisa came there, he could go into this house and sleep there and eat there. And we can read, one day when he woke up, he thought about it, about his hospitality. And he asked Gehazi, "What can we do for her? Should we speak on your behalf to the king or something?" And she said, "I have everything, I'm among my own people, I'm protected, everything is all right." So a few moments later, Gehazi is saying to Elisa, "You know, she does not have a son, and her husband is a little bit older." And when Elisa heard this, he called her again and said, "You will have a son about next year." What say this Shunammite said? "Don't mislead me." And Elisa said, "Today in a year we will have a son." And it happened like that. This is the first point in this sermon when you want to look at some different aspects. The Shunammite recognized that Elisa went to Shunem again and again, and when she saw him, he said, "Stop, stand here, eat with us." Hospitality. And in the New Testament, we can recognize that when Jesus went towards people, Jesus wanted to leave Jericho with his disciples, and he has seen this man sitting on the street, a blind beggar, and this beggar was crying, "Lord Jesus, have mercy with me." And the other said, "Be a little bit more calm. What is it? Did this Bartimaeus, this blind beggar, said?" He said, "Do not leave Jericho, stay with me." And Jesus turned around, let him come, this blind beggar, and he went to Jesus. Jesus is asking, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the beggar said, "I want to see." And it happened like that, because he's seen the chance and he took it. In this city, it has another short man, Zacchaeus. He's been very successful with his finances. Well, we as a Christian wouldn't handle like him, but he's been wealthy. And he was a small, short man. So he couldn't see Jesus when he came to the street, so he went to the mulberry tree upon it. When Jesus came looking at Zacchaeus at the mulberry, he called his name, Zacchaeus. And Jesus said to him, "I have to eat with you today." What this Zacchaeus did, he gave half of his wealth, prosperity, to the ones he took it from. He gave it four times more. And John the Baptist has seen Jesus as well. In Job it is written, God went along and I haven't seen him. And today I invite you, say, "Jesus, stand with here. Stop and stand with me. Take this chance to meet the touch of Jesus and invite him." Probably you are in a life crisis, as the disciples have been on the Sea of Gennesaret. And Jesus went past them, and they thought, this is like a spirit. But they recognized him then as Jesus, and he calmed the storm. Probably you are in a crisis of life, and the waves are high. There is distress, and when you say to Jesus to hold and to stand with you, he will help. The name Elisha is standing for God helps. God's presence helps you in your life. Probably you recognize in a new way, I need his presence, his help, the help of the Lord. So I want to encourage you, invite him in a new way. Probably you have never invited him to come into your life and be your Redeemer and Savior. When you recognize he's not in your heart and in your life, do the first step and invite him. So what happens when we invite Jesus Christ? In John 1, verse 12, it is written, everyone who accepted him and believed in his name will be called children of God. Start to invite the Lord and search for his help. Because he's the one who loves to help you. This is the first aspect. So what happened? The Shunammite recognized this is a holy man of God. And that means also she knew she's not holy. She's not like Elisha. Not in this sanctification. So she decided to give him a room. They built a room for him with a lamp, a table, a bed, a chair, and said, every time when you come, dwell with us, live with us. God wants to dwell in your life, in your heart, 24 hours per day. He wants to be with you. He comes with you to the work, to cleaning teeth. But wherever you go, 24 hours per day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. God's help and presence in you, in your heart. This is what this Shunammite did. She decided to make room for the man of God. Elisha means God helps. When you make room for the Lord, a lot of things are arranging, are putting in order. Did you give him enough room? Can he be with you wherever you go? Does the Lord can have a place in your marriage, in your family culture, in your activities, by your hobbies, aspects you do? Can he be a part of your whole life? Do you invite him when you recognize God is only a God for Sunday? So Sunday morning from 11 to 1 o'clock, he has this place. So I want to encourage you. Build this room and invite him to be a full part of your life. And how wonderful is this? God revealed through the times that he wants to live with his nation. Also with Adam and Eve, it has been like that. The nation of Israel in the desert, kings and prophets. Always God has his desire to dwell with his nations, but the nation did not want it every time. Do you want Lord to be part in for every aspect that he can touch you and speak to you what you shall do or not? Can he be the Lord of your whole life? Just think about it. And when you see, well, there is more capacity, well, then give him the more room for the presence of the Lord. So what happened? Further, the Shunammite honored the man of God. She built this room and lived the culture of honor. And we all have to recognize when we want to have God's help and presence in our life and we want to see how he's acting, how we can be lead in with his spirit into a culture of honoring. You can give honor to God when you start to give him more room, when you put your life in order or honor your neighbor, what God did towards him. start to honor your neighbor, the next one, because God talented every one of us different, not as he did to you, but good. And we can come into a culture of valuable and honoring when we acknowledge how good is God and how good he made the other person. You can also honor God when you start to give reign to the Spirit of God, when he can reign, saying, here I am, I want you that you have room in me. And probably it's also your point that you say, I want to have to live this hospitality. 1 Peter, we can read, be hospitality. And in Hebrews it is written, a lot of you live this hospitality, and angels lived in their home, unknowing for them. That means to open the door, the fridge, not the rest one, but the best one to give to your visitors. So you have to open your purse, not only with words, but also with deeds. So we want to encourage each other to honor God and the neighbor, the next one. When we honor God, he will honor us. In 1 Samuel, it is written, when we honor him, he will honor us. When we despise him, he will despise us. When we have a heart pleasing God, we honor him and we live a culture of honoring. And for the Holy Spirit, it's very easy to act wonderful things. In his home city, Jesus could not do wonders because they despised him. And Jesus is saying, prophet has no honor in his own city. Let us honor God and our neighbor, our next one, so that the potential of blessing can be poured out. So what happened? When the Shunammite said, I'm among my people, everything is all right, Elisa said, you will get a son, have a son. The Lord is saying to you the same. You will have a son. You will have new life. Receive new life. It will come through you. Probably you have destroyed dreams and visions, aspects in your life, as the Shunammite did. You say, do not mislead me. Do not lie to me. It can't happen. I know me and my husband. Probably you are saying, as the Shunammite did, I have so much disappointment in me, bitterness, like a broken woman or man. And the Lord is saying, I'm not bind to your faith, to your saying yes. God will acting over to your feelings and your faith. He wants to have new life in your life. He wants that his Holy Spirit can have new things, acting new things. And she got a son, and the Lord will minister to you new life without you doing something, because God is God. Probably you don't have faith to have something new. You arranged in your life, your circumstances, you put your dreams into the grave, and but the Lord say, I can and I want to. The Lord can, despite of the feelings of your soul, he can act. As an encouraging, let us think about what Jesus did to people who did not believe. He's different as we Swiss people. We first would ask, had this person faith? But Jesus, he went to a man who has been born blind. And from this mud of the street, he made his mash, put him upon his eyes and said, go and wash you. But what did this blind man did? He did nothing. And he's got healed. he could see afterwards. And we see another person, 38 years, this person had been paralyzed, sitting at the Sea of Bethesda, the Lake of Bethesda. And Jesus asked him, "What shall I do for you?" And this person said, "I have nobody." Jesus said, "You can walk." And this person did not know who Jesus is, actually. So if you have no faith, just look at Lazarus. He's been dead for 4 days, and he did nothing that God resurrected him, put life into him again. So John 11, verses 48, Jesus said, "Father, I will pray, but not because of me, but because of them, so they will start to faith." So he prayed, "Father, I thank you that you hear me. I will not pray for me, but for them." Wonderful, loving prayer. And he said, "Lazarus, come out of there." And Lazarus came out there jumping because he's had these bandages around him. God is not bind to your faith. When you start to honor him, he will honor you. God has the capacity to give blessing to your life, so you can be amazed and saying, "I will pray to you, so you're wonderful to me. It wasn't possible for me, but I give you the honor. It's your work." And today, probably you're here saying, "I'm somebody who's thinking it's not possible that God meets me and my needs." Have this attitude just to honor him, and he will do great things. So in the second aspect of this service, sermon, we'll look upon a second aspect. This son has been born, and back then they haven't been like the media for activity. So with as a young man, he went to the field and he said, my head. And the father has seen that he was sick, and he said to a servant, "Bring him to the mother, put him into her lap." And hours later, he died on her lap. And she had to feel and see how he died. So what this Shunammite did, she decided in faith to take this boy, to put him to the bed of Elisha. She went to her husband and said, "I need a donkey, and somebody who helps me with the donkey." And her husband asked, "Why do you need this donkey? Why you want to go there? It's not new moon or Shabbat." She said, "Shalom, peace with you. Everything is all right. I need a donkey." And the servant and the Shunammite came to the Mount Carmel, 15 kilometers from Shunem to Mount Carmel. When she has been recognized far away from Elisha and Gehazi, Elisha said, "Go and ask her, is everything all right? Is your husband is all right? Is your son all right?" What did she say? She said, "Everything is all right. Shalom, peace with you." And when she went to Elisha, she took a hold on to his feet and said, "Didn't I say, do not mislead me, my son just died." And Elisha said, "Oh, the Lord has hidden it from me, I did not knew it." And he said to Gehazi, "Go to this son and lay my staff on the boy's face." The Shunammite said then, "I won't go away from this Mount Carmel when you do not come with me." Gehazi went to the house and came back and said, well, the boy is really dead. I put the stuff on his face, but I say, he's dead. So fortunately, the Shunammite and told Elisha to come. And Elisha went to this room, closed the door, he prayed, he put his face on his face. And the boy became warm. So Elisha walked back and forth in the room and he prayed again and he stretched out on him once more. So the boy sneezed 7 times and opened his eyes. It has been a great rejoice. What is the second aspect? What does it want to tell to us? We all can experience in a new way how God gives, endows us richly. New life is coming. He wants that we can enjoy life, that we are well-being. But their distress and pain and hardship meeting us as the Shunammite, in the Shunammite story. We all have situations who are challenging us when we realize we are from this world and it's not easy. We do not belong to this world, but we are in this world. As we live in faith because of the Lord. And in our heart we want to be with Him, but we stay here because we have a mission. And there are distresses and hardships. And she also experienced the loss of a child. And this morning, some people are here. Jesus is not valuable as he should be to you. This Shunammite field emphasized the son who died, with her son who died. So God gave everything, his beloved son. Jesus died on the cross because of our sin. He took our debt and our judgment upon him so that we can live. He's been full of pain, and God the Father is feeling, empathizing with his son, what it means to give his life in a free way, because of love. And the Shunammite realized God's presence are valuable. And God wants us that we are sensible how valuable is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That he is not, but we don't think it doesn't matter, or we are not interested in it, that we are dull of a feeling, and say, we did not ask God to let his son die for us, but that we can be, that we can recognize that he gave his son, his beloved son, who died for us. Jesus died for us. And the Shunammite, she recognized now there is a time for her to act. And everyone who has Spirit of God and Jesus in his life has also a spirit who can to do something. She decided to act and she lived in faith, put him into the bed of Elisha. She put her sorrow upon the bed. It's a picture of calmness. And she went to her husband, and this one he wanted to discuss with her, but she knew there is no help with her because of her husband, or the ultimate help is not with her husband. It's like your husband and wife cannot do what God can do. We are only humans. She did not discuss with him. She's been focused and said, I have to go to the Mount Carmel. And this Mount Carmel, Kerem El, is a picture of the vineyard of God. She knew she had to go into the presence of the Lord, of God. Micah the prophet said in chapter 4, verse 2, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of God, because teaching and leading will come from the God, from God, and He will teach our ways. And the word of God will come from Jerusalem. So the Shunammite knew she has go into the presence of God to Elisha. God helps. And who can resurrect death? I can't. If somebody can do it, it is God. So when Gehazi is came asking, how is your son? How is your husband? In faith she said, I have peace with the Lord. I am well. And in faith we can have peace in us even if the circumstances are not good at all. In faith we can stand even if emotions are here and we experience hardship. We are destroyed actually. But in faith we go to the feet of the Lord, hold on it and say, when somebody can help, it is you, Lord. My help comes from the Lord. When somebody can help, then it is the Lord. When somebody can change your life circumstances to the good, miracles will happen through the Lord and not through the servant. You they probably cannot do something. They probably fail. Also, men of God can fail. Gehazi came back to say to Elisha, it's your job, Elisha. She said, in faith, I won't go away from your presence, from the vineyard of God, until you come with me. Do not stop to ask Him until you know His help will come. So the help of the Lord came to Shunem. The help of the Lord comes into your house, to your workplace, in your school. The help of the Lord wants to be asked for, drawn for. And how often we come to the servant of God saying, could you please pray for me? What would it be when we go to the Lord and say, first I come to you. I ask for, you are my help, you are my salvation, you are my hope. And this happened. Her faith had respect, had valued. In New Testament it is written, our faith should be living, even if it's small like a mustard seed, but a faith of like a mustard seed, small as a mustard seed, can move mountains in faith. And it will happen. You will receive, and even if it's your face is very small, put it into the hands of God, because God has the power to do great things, even if you have a small seed of faith, small faith. The Shunammite had a small amount of faith, but it has been tested and valuable as gold and silver. God is testing our faith. If it's solid, if it's steady, and you can start to honor God with your faith. God is always reacting towards faith. Not every time as we want it to have. So because she held on to it, she did not have a second catastrophe before her door. She would only listen to the message of Gehazi, your son is dead. But fortunately, she took the presence of the Lord with her. She took Elisha with her. God is my help. So Elisha closed the door and he prayed for this boy who died. He put his face upon his face and he got warm, and we can read he sneezed 7 times. It's a picture to the resurrection of Christ. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. who believes in him will live even when he died. Jesus is saying, one day we will resurrect. He is the perfect resurrection. The seven means to be perfect, perfection, completeness. Everyone will raise and be resurrected, the ones who believe and the ones who do not believe, and they will come before the Lord of God, and it will be shown what they if it's good or bad. It's a picture to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit will resurrect the dead son. It is a picture that we will get a new a body, and that the soul came back. Also, we will experience how we can get a new glorified body, and with our being we will have this new body. Paul says in Corinthians, the resurrection of the dead is different. It's depending how he was when he died. And they will be shining differently. And how shining has been the resurrection of this Shunammite son. How great it is. Seven, a picture of the complete resurrection. Let us look into the last aspect of this sermon, of this message. We come to the end of the story of Shunammite. A few months has been passed away, and Elisha has been a part of the family again and again. He experienced hospitality, acceptance, could be a part of the family, and they had a friendship. And in 2 Kings chapter 8, it is written that Elisha went to the Shunammite saying, there will be a famine for 7 years. Go with your house and relatives into a foreign country and come back in 7 years. Come back in 7 years. And she did that. She left everything. She's been wealthy, prosper. She had fields, and she went into the foreign country. 7 years later, she came back, going to the palace of the king, and said to him, I would like to have my fields back. And at this moment, Gehazi has been to the king to tell the story of the Shunammite. Perfect timing. At this moment, she came back, and the king told her, come in and tell me what happened again. And she gets everything back, and she got the income from 7 years also back at her land. She's been obedient, and is a picture to the judgment of God, the jury competition of God. Did we lift in obedience as the Shunammite did? Are we like Gehazi, who got the income from himself? There will be a difference. The ones who lived her life for Jesus, when they started in faith, he's been obedient until the end. They get a great income. And Gehazi experienced also how this a son of the Shunammite has been resurrected in 2 Kings chapter 5. We also can see how Naaman has been healed from his leprosy. And Elisa said to Gehazi, we do not take something from Naaman, no silver, no gold, no riches. And Gehazi saying, my Lord Elisha, well, he did not take the chance. He did not understand now there should be a salary. So Gehazi went to Naaman saying, Elisha sent me to say to give me a talent of silver and some clothes. And it took everything with him. Elisha has been asking Gehazi, where have you been? Gehazi answered, well, I've been here. He lied, and Elisha said, because you took the salary for yourself, you will have the leprosy from now on. So this Gehazi, full of leprosy, standing before the king, and next to him, this Shunammite, this wealthy one, who left everything. But asking for her land back with her son. It's a picture that the Lord will give you more than you can ask for. There will be a difference between the ones who serve him and the ones who do not serve him. In Malachi it is written that there is a book for every word and every deed, and it will be judged if these works are good or not. And you will get acknowledge and reward from the God, from the King of Kings. But if your works are not staying, there will be pain. In Corinthians 11 it is written, there is no other foundation we can lay than the ones who led Jesus Christ. And Jesus also said, whatever you build on this foundation, gold or silver, or if it's high or wood, will be passed or destroyed in the fire. So everyone, for his deeds, if there are they are steady, consistable, or if they fade, there will be a judgment about it. It will be truth and individual. It will be because of your knowledge, and if you have been faithful to the end. So the Shunammite came back after 7 years. Completion of the times, we had this lamp, menorah, who had 7 arms in the room of Elisha. Life has been perfect, like this boy sneezed 7 times, a picture for the fullness of resurrection. And 7 years she went away in the end of completion, perfection, you will come before the Lord. And what a joy it will be when you can say and tell, my Lord lives, my salary is the Lord, my best thing is the word of the Lord. I went in faith and he is rewarding me. So I asked the Fimi worship band to come to the front. I would like to invite you that in the next few moments you stand before the Lord and give him an answer. Let us stand up together, and also the Fimi at home leader, please come to the front if you are ready to pray with people. Come to the front, Fimi at home leaders, thank you very much. And let us stand before the Lord and give him an answer. Do you realize that today is the hour that you should, in a personal way, say yes to Jesus Christ? That today is the day of salvation, when Jesus will not pass away. When you're here this morning and you realize you did not took Jesus as your Lord and Savior, when you realize he's not in your life as your Lord and King, and you would like to invite him to come into your life. When you're here this morning and you realize you do not know Jesus in a personal way, you know you're not reconciled with God, you have no peace with God, I would like to give you the moment that you can decide that he can come into your life. If you realize God is only a short part at Sunday, a small part, I would like to invite you to ask you, can he dwell with you? Can we live with you your whole life? Are you ready to give him more room, more space? And to let him reign and dwell in you, are you ready to honor him and to praise him? Are you realizing you're not in this lifestyle of honoring and acknowledgement of the Lord? I will ask you, would you like to decide you to Jesus Christ? If you realize it's you, you're not living with the Lord, not in a steady way, I would like to give you the opportunity to decide for Jesus. Other people saying I would like to invite him into my life. I want the Lord to be my help. Can I see you, your hand? Raise your hand if it's you. You want to give him more room? Raise your hand wherever you are. If you do not know him in a personal way, I see your hand. Let us together, as a church, pray this prayer, and I ask that you will pray after me. And when you raised your hand, please come afterwards to my left-hand side, and pastors will be there to pray with you. Lord Jesus, I invite you to come into my life. Let us pray as a church. I invite you to come into my life. Be you Lord of my life. I open my heart to you. Come into my life. Arrange my life. Put it in order. Speak to me. Let me recognize more and more who you are. I thank you for this. That you forgive my sins and that I can receive forgiveness of my sins. Thank you that you give new life in me and endows me with eternal life. And I ask you, pray, lead me into a lifestyle of honor, that I can have a life pleasing God. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us clap for the ones who prayed for this. Pray this. Come just now to my left hand. There will be a pastor who will pray for you, talk to you, and have the inward thing. Wishing that you recognize that there are dead dreams, no fresh faith, and I want to encourage you that you are come before God and saying, I would like to come into a lifestyle where I experience how you act. I want to have a life. Because there are aspects in your life who are not pleasing God, so that you come to God and say him and invite him as well. There are some people here who are living for their aims and for their plan and not at God, giving God honor. And when you're here and you're recognizing you're not glorifying God with that, I would like to invite the Holy Spirit to come into your life and separate yourself from sin. Or when you're here, recognizing that you cannot obedience God so well as you like to, please raise your hands and we will pray for it. Father of heaven, we thank you that we can stand before you, that your Holy Spirit moves us, that you speak to us, show us our life, how it is before you. If it can be stand before you and your holiness and your judgment, Lord, I ask you that you take us out of every inobedience, egoism, that you redeem us from this, that we can have a life in pleasing you. And I ask you, Father, that you bless us and strengthen us, that you pour joy about us. And when we recognize there is no peace, help us to be brave and take this prayer and ask for this. Let us